Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
100-771-1025. Do you have a meltdown, William?
Oh, God. Do I ever.
In 3, 2, 1.
Holy sh**. It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
Oh, get him, Daddy.
Johnny, oh my God. I know that a lot of these universities, schools, colleges, places of higher learning, they spend a lot of time teaching children. Teaching young adults.
Sure.
Preparing them for the knowledge that they need to have as they go out into the workforce.
Thank God.
The problem is that a lot of these young adults now have useless degrees. Or so we thought. Because now what they do instead, they have these social justice degrees. They go out into the workforce. They create jobs for themselves as you know, like equity officers.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those, yeah.
Or trainers for, you know, sexual harassment.
I want a job like that.
Oh, my God, it must be so easy, and you get paid so well. I had to take this weekend. I have two corporate jobs, part-time jobs, one here and one at my other place that I work at. I got an email from both around the same time that I am required to take training, diversity, sexual harassment training, all this good stuff. It is the most inane waste of time that I think I've ever had to spend. And it's not that long. But, and I say this, like, obviously I know you shouldn't discriminate and you shouldn't sexually harass people.
I mean, that's pretty common.
Everybody knows that. Everybody knows it. Even people that do it know they shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's what makes it fun for them.
It's just... So this is an example of a... They talked about discrimination. This was an actual question on the quiz. Quote, unquote, quiz.
By the way, the one I have yet to do.
Oh, you, yeah.
I gotta get on
you're
it.
You're gonna enjoy it. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm gonna cheat for you and give you the answer.
Thank you.
So there was a scenario where this guy, his name's Juan. He's been working at this electronics store for many years. He's
got a bunch of Asian guy?
Nope. He's I believe Hispanic, Latinx, right. Maybe.
Well, I mean, I think that's descent. Pretty presumptuous, but continue.
Yeah. Well, they do claim that he is of Central American or Mexican descent.
Okay.
In the video. But anyway, I digress. The question was, his stupid white boss didn't promote him because, quote unquote, he didn't want to promote any Mexicans. I swear to God, this is the question. And then they ask you, is this a form of discrimination? I wanted to shoot
God.
My... Yeah, obviously. Obviously.
Yeah.
And I'm getting angry doing this. Like, I know this, like, you have... And they prepare these little flash presentations... And whoever made this video, it's like Joanne Watson and Sing Lu Hong and all these different people. And they probably got $80,000 a year.
They went to college.
From the company. They went to college to make these videos.
Yeah.
Then in the other one that I had to take, it was a sexual harassment one. And then it's got some short-haired just... I mean, I was surprised that she was sexually harassing a man. Let's just put it that way. She didn't look like she'd be in the dudes. That's all I could say.
Well, you're being a little, you know.
I'm just saying. This is my observation.
I mean, the fact that you even assumed her gender is a little...
That's true.
You know.
That's true. But they have the scenario. And this one's not a flash video. It's an actual real video.
Oh, nice.
That they shot. And it's this short-haired... old spinster.
Put that in your spank bag.
And she is interviewing a very muscular black gentleman.
Hell yeah.
And the guy's going, listen, I since we're having this meeting, I'd like to talk to you about the raise that I requested before. And then she goes, well, I would like that, but I don't think we have enough time right now. Maybe we could go have a drink afterwards at the bar and talk about that. And then she kind of gives him a little wink. And then they go,
bad acting.
Is this sexual discrimination? Yes! I don't have a brain disorder. I'm not injured in my mind. This is a waste of time.
You're paying somebody for nothing.
These companies do it because they have to.
Cover their ass.
They have to cover their ass.
I understand that, yeah.
So all this was supposed to be left behind in college. You go out into the real world. Everybody knows you can't sexually harass people. Everybody knows you can't hire a guy because he's Mexican. Like, this is insane.
Yeah.
Utter waste of time. Infuriating. I got in a fight with a friend over this because she called when I was doing the test, and I'm like, hey, do you know the answer if this guy doesn't want to hire this Mexican because he's Mexican? Is that discrimination? And she went, what? And I went, I got to go. And I just, I'm on a timer.
What
insane.
What if you fail? What if you get the answers wrong?
If you fail this test, you should be killed.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't function as
not
a human
just
being.
Fired.
Can you make it a little more challenging?
Please.
You went to college. Can you not think of a scenario that's more borderline than I don't want to hire Juan because he's Mexican?
You know what would have made it better? And this is why they need, you know, outside of the box thinkers for these kind of things. Have all the questions. Just have it with one video, right? So in the video, first it's Juan, right? And the guy goes, I don't want to hire Juan because he's Mexican. And then instead of having a whole nother video with the short-haired alleged woman and the handsome, large black man, just clip to the next scene. And he goes, well, I don't know. For a Mexican, he's kind of sexy. Hey, Mexican, you want to go have a drink? Maybe a cerveza with old Paul here? And then they go, no, is that sexual harassment? Now you're saving money. You're using two actors instead of all these different scenes, right? And then you just roll right through it. Then you clip it, you know, like, is that sexual harassment? And they go, and then you answer the question. And then give me an example of another question that they may have had. Was there another
one? That's it.
That was just two?
I mean, like, those are the only two. That's what it was so unimaginative. And you would think that people who spent 4 years, maybe even 8 years, getting a master's degree in this stuff would have, you know, something else to kind of offer up, make it kind of like a gray area or something.
That's why I think a lot of these degrees are due to, unless you're a doctor or a lawyer, you know, where they are actually really smart. You know what I mean? Like lawyers are smart people. They have to learn a lot of stuff.
I work with lawyers every day, and a lot of them are.
I don't know, man.
Their paralegals do a lot of the work.
I'm talking about like extensive knowledge. Like, you ever hear Dom talk about anything legally?
Some are.
Over the top smart.
Some are just photographic memory and can memorize stuff and can take a test.
Still.
Some are good attorneys.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine anyone watching this and being like, wow, you can't honk your coworker's boobs? I didn't know.
What if you say Tune In Tokyo?
No, still no.
Wow. Tune In Tokyo used to be the pass.
I would love to see a scenario where someone goes, wow, this is a wake-up call. I didn't know. I didn't know that I couldn't do this. I'm glad I saw this video.
Uh-huh.
Because now I know.
Yeah.
Insane.
Every time I see the email, it's sitting in my queue. I got to take care of it. I know. I will. But every time I see it, I just shrug my shoulder. I go, oh, God, man. Like,
just get it over with. That's what I did.
I know.
I was like, look, I got an hour to kill. Let me just get it done. So I did both my jobs. Maybe I should have spread them out because I was really annoyed.
Yeah.
By the end of the two. But they took about 45 minutes combined to take. And now I'm good for another year, and I'll have to do it again in another year.
Yeah.
Watch the same video, probably the same video, and these dickheads are going to get $80,000.
Well, at least it's not like the COVID test, and you got to do it every week like I do.
Yeah.
You know?
That's good.
And like a lot of people that work here do. So I guess that's just forever now, so that's fine.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Hey, I don't pay for them. The company provides them, so, you know, I just
that's good.
Jam it up my nose. Jam it up my nose, William. That's what I'll do. Jam it up my nose. All right, I got a little mini meltdown.
In 3, 2, 1.
Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
Guys and gals, now I've expressed this on this show last week, the days leading up to the hurricane, the day after the hurricane, but I still see it happening a lot, days after the hurricane. And I'm talking about people being dicks to people that are just trying to do their jobs, that are under the same kind of stress you are. These are normal people. I saw people treating people like crap at Home Depot the other day, being smarmy with employees, not believing the employees. What do you mean? What do you mean there's no more generators? That lady has one right there. Okay. Well, she got lucky, dickhead. I just said we don't have any more. Stop treating me like crap. That's the way the guy was looking at the guy. I wanted to step in and go, I'll handle this. I know how to talk, asshole. And I wanted to just step in and tell the guy, hey, this guy wearing the orange apron is a guy like you who's also going through a hurricane. Probably doesn't have power in his house either. Probably dealing with a lot of crap, just like you. You know what the difference is? You're not at work today. He is dealing with you, dickface. I saw another person at a restaurant. Same thing. Oh, what do you mean? You're out of hamburger meat. Let me see. I can translate. He means they have no more ground up beef. You whore. Shut your mouth. Eat something else. You're in a building with air conditioning and lights on you. Eat what they got. I want to tell you what to eat, but that's not very nice to say in public. And it probably would be a failed answer on my quiz I got to take from my corporate job. But they're just out there being dicks. And I don't want to hear the excuse of, well, I'm stressed out. So is the goddamn Waffle House waitress. She's stressed out, too. And after everything's back to normal, she'll still be working at Waffle House. Leave this lady alone. She has a Soda Pop logo for a tattoo on her hand. I couldn't stop looking at it. She's doing her best. You can tell. She's been working 12 hours serving hash browns, smothered, covered, chunked, and capped for fat asses like us. Don't be a jerk. I said it before the hurricane got here. Stop being mean to people when they're going through stressful times, too. You know what? Try to be nice. Let this be a lesson for all the people that came together. And look, my neighborhood is pretty awesome. I came out Thursday morning, and somebody had already put some of my branches in piles in my front yard. My neighbor did it.
Oh, that's cool.
Because they woke up a couple hours before I did. But I noticed that neighbors were walking around the neighborhood, checking in on each other. People I've never talked to before that live a block away. How you doing? Everything okay? You need anything? And all I could think was, why aren't we like this every day to each other? Why does it take a hurricane to make us friendly to each other?
Yeah, it's weird.
And then I noticed how people are treating people out in public. Hey, you entitled jerk. Stop being mean to the person at 7-Eleven because the line's not moving too fast. There's 80 cars outside with gas cans trying to get their generator.